The Pittsburgh-based company will invest $30 to $35 million to restart the lines it closed last year, in a process hiring as many as 275 workers. Here's Alcoa Warwick Operations spokeswoman Carrie Flugel.
It's a good capacity and will allow us to run the rolling mill very efficiently and help supply our increased production for our rolling operations.
Tim Oakley was laid off when the plant closed in 2016. He's found a new job, but says when he gets the call to go back to Alcoa, it'll be a complicated decision.
You always have that doubt in your mind that hopefully it ain't short term or you're back to where you were, because sometimes you're giving up, you know, a decent job to go back. Not as good as there, but a decent job. You've started over.
But Oakley says he thinks Alcoa's investment is significant enough that he won't be laid off again if he goes back.
You know, it helps me in my mind that they're doing three lines, because that means they're putting a long-term investment in there. And, if it's me, I don't think they're going to do it for short term.
The company anticipates having the lines fully operational by the second quarter of 2018. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.